It's no secret if you've been reading the news at all or visiting Rents.com, you've seen many stories about obese America. The obesity factor is so big now. Now, this is big. How big is it? It is so big in this country that the IRS has actually given a tax break to people who are obese. That's big. It's all a matter of what you eat. We've talked about this for many, many years, and in my humble estimation, the one individual on the planet who probably knows more about oil and oil that can kill you and oil that can heal you is, of course, Udo Erasmus. Udo's been on the program a number of times. We're going to talk about oil and the diet. Oil can wreck your life, or oil can make your life wonderful. It's really that simple. And the oils that 99% of Americans consume are not much less than toxic over time. Welcome back to the program, Udo. How are you?
Hi, Jeff.
How goes it?
It's going well.
You just got back from Japan?
I did, and Singapore.
And had no soy sauce whatsoever.
I had a little soy sauce.
he slipped, folks. Even the great ones have to stumble a little bit. It's so good. The food, I guess the food is just magnificent. Everyone tells me it's wonderful over there.
Yes, we learned how to use good oils on all kinds of remarkable traditional Japanese dishes.
I'll bet. All right. Now, in that your products are, I guess, available in Japan now. They didn't just send you over there with nothing to sell, right?
Yeah. There's.
Okay. Now, the Flora Company, one of the great companies on the face of the world here, is the one putting out Udo's products, his number one product of discussion tonight. We'll talk about the other ones, of course, is his Perfected Oil Blend. This is a key product in your life. I guarantee what you're going to learn now, you won't forget soon. The Japanese are becoming savvy about oil. How was your reception? What were the questions? What were their responses and so forth to the information you handed them?
Well, it's really interesting. I thought their questions would be different because I thought Japanese was a country where everybody eats a lot of fish and gets a lot of the good oils.
You'd think so. You sure?
Yeah, it's not different.
No.
Not different. They got all the cooking oils that have been damaged and cause problems. Their cancer is going up. Their cardiovascular disease is going up. Their allergies are going up. In fact, they have people, they wear white masks.
Oh, yeah.
To deal with allergies.
Uh-huh.
You can tell how many people at a given time are allergic to pollen or grass or whatever it is.
They also do that when they have a cold so as not to spread it, some of them.
That's what I heard, but when I asked, they said they just really mainly do it for allergies.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So that was pretty interesting. But the questions are all the same. You know, they're just as confused as everybody, and they've been told all the same things that everybody's been told that aren't true.
So marketing has invaded Japan and is wrecking their health.
Oh, marketing's been wrecking their health ever since they brought in the first hamburger.
Yeah.
Ever they traded this first sushi for the first hamburger.
Yeah, no joke.
They've been
westernized, and they're paying the price now for it.
Yeah, they are not paying. The government is not giving tax breaks to obese people in Japan, as far as I know.
Not yet.
This is probably a good way for America to stay obese.
Can you believe it? That's true. I mean, the IRS.
I know. I heard it on CNN. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, there's the fat lobby in America. I guess we've got an obesity factor now of running. It's what is it? 40-50%? It's close to half.
No, overweight is anywhere between 50-65%, depending on whom you ask.
Well, I know overweight is up there, but the obesity. Now, that's not. Let's define the two just for fun. Overweight 50 to 60% of America, easy. I mean, you look at everybody and they've got fat hanging all over them. It looks like,
yeah.
It's sad to see, because when you look at someone who's overweight or obese, you see within a person that has been trapped and walled off long ago, and that person will never get out in most cases.
Yeah. Obesity is more than 30% above ideal body weight. And of course, it's going up, not going down.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever something goes up or down very quickly, you know it's not a genetic thing. And on the show that I saw, they were trying to say this is genetic. You know, there are biochemical markers, and it's all in your genes. It is not on the genes in almost anybody. There's some people who are for whom it's easier to put on weight because they're good metabolizers.
Yeah.
But genetic obesity is very, very, very rare.
Well,
I've read all of that research. It's part of what I do.
Sure.
What has changed primarily is, especially in the past 20 years, when people we were told to eat less fat because we're getting too fat and there is health problems associated with that, we have lowered our intake of fats from 42%. I think we're at 33% now.
Huh. So the war
on... In the time it took to do that.
Uh-huh.
Overweight went from 20 to 55% of the population. So we were eating less fat and getting more fat.
Well, that's amazing. So the war on fat consumption actually, I won't say it was won, but it was effective. What happened?
Well, it's another war that fails.
Yeah.
all wars fail.
They sure do.
Well, what happens is Jeff, that the biggest thing about eating fats is that they suppress appetite. So you feel well fed. They do it through the liver. They do it through a hormone that's made in the digestive tract.
Hmm.
And they suppress appetite. So you feel fed. Your body tells you, okay, you got what you need. And then unless you're not paying any attention, you tend to want to stop eating. On the other hand, what we did when we went on the lower fat diets, and especially when people go on the low fat diets, they will generally eat carbohydrates instead. So sweets and starches, bread, pasta, potatoes, breakfast cereals, and then all the sweet stuff and the bananas and the fruit, the corn, the popcorn, crackers, muffins, potato chips, French fries, you know, and honey syrup and sugar.
That's about 3/4 of the American diet right there.
Yeah, cookies, cake, candy.
Yeah, I almost forgot
all that.
Those. Can't
and
leave the dessert.
What happens is the genetics is really clear about it now. When you eat starch, it turns into glucose. Glucose is sugar.
Sure.
Glucose increases fat production, and it does it like a hormone does. It turns on the gene that turns sugar into fat. So carbs make fat. That's the equation.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't burn them.
Mm-hmm.
Fats make carbs.
Tough
if you
to burn
them, they're good fuel.
Yeah, tough to burn them when you're watching TV or sitting at a desk all day. Doesn't happen. You know, you mentioned this genetic excuse for obesity and overweight.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that one. 20 years ago, it was 25 years ago, when I was a kid, it was always, well, such and such has a thyroid problem. It's a thyroid problem.
I think part of what the attempt is there, if you can define it as a genetic problem, then you're not to blame.
Oh, you're off the hook.
And that's okay. I don't want to blame people.
No,
then you're
off
not
the hook.
To blame, but you can't do anything about it, so you better just take our drugs.
And buy bigger clothes.
Huh?
And buy bigger
clothing.
Buy bigger
clothes, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
but I think it's more driven by the money that's made on drugs, and I think it's not far away that we're going to start getting obesity drugs. There's a lot of research being done. They talk about leptins. That's one of the genetic things they talk about.
Huh.
It's really rare that there is a genetic. They have some mice that are genetically obese because one of their genes is not working. And they call those genes OBOB mice. There's rats and mice they have. That,
uh-huh.
I think it's DB mice and OB rats. And if they both of their chromosomes have the OB gene, then these rats don't know when to stop eating.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really rare. In humans, they have really found, I think, only one family where there is a specific, clear genetic problem.
Okay. It's...
Now, at the same time, you know, the research now shows
mm-hmm.
that when you eat omega-3, especially, and to a small extent, omega-6 essential fatty acids, and these are fats that the body can't make but has to have, and because it can't make them but has to have them, has to get from foods.
Okay.
When you eat more of those, they turn down the activity of the gene for fat production. They turn up several genes required for fat burning, and they turn up a gene that increases heat production. So they keep you warm in winter. They also give you more energy, and we'll talk about athletes in a minute.
Fascinating.
You burn off calories as heat. Now, the omega-3s do that quite effectively. The omega-6 do it to a small extent. But the omega-9s, like olive oil, and the saturates, like butter and lard and, you know, what you find in beef, pork, and lamb, they don't do it at all. And the trans fatty acids don't do it at all either.
Huh.
So what the story then is, sugar makes you fat, and the carbohydrates will make you fat if you don't burn them off. And some fats you need to pay attention to because they're sort of neutral, and if you eat too much, then you store them as fat. But the good fat that I've been working with for the last 22 years will make you lose fat.
Okay, stay tuned. We're going to take a break. I'm Jeff Rentz, here with you Monday through Friday, 3 hours a night, coast to coast and around the world on the Internet as well. Udo Erasmus is my guest. Udo's Choice is the product to look for in the bright orange and yellow boxes in your health food stores. He's got a line of products. Talking about his perfected oil blend, his book, of course, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, is an all-time classic in the genre of health education materials, and he's coming out with a new one soon. We'll talk to him about that as well. Be right back with Udo Erasmus. And we're back. Jeff Rentz with Udo Erasmus. You can't miss the box. It's a spectacular color, orange and yellow. Udo's Choice. And we're talking about the perfected oil blend right now.
And it's in the fridge.
It sure is. It's always in the refrigerator case. You won't find this oil on a store shelf. You know, you have to look for it in the cold case, and you need to keep it cold as well. And by the way, you can also freeze this oil for longer-term storage. Let me read from the side of the box, Udo, just for a moment to tell everyone a little bit more about this from the official information. Udo's Choice Perfected Oil Blend is a specially balanced combination of carefully chosen natural unrefined oils and nutritional cofactors that help meet your daily essential fatty acid requirements. Formulated by renowned author and nutritionist Udo Erasmus, Ph.D., this blend contains oils from certified organic flax, sunflower, and sesame seed, and from evening primrose oil and the bran of rice and oats. The minor ingredients in the oils from the grains also provide significant benefits. This oil is mechanically pressed in state-of-the-art low-heat, light, and oxygen-free environment. This process has been developed by Flora Incorporated to maximize stability, nutritional value, and freshness to you. A couple of tablespoons of this oil a day, and your life will improve. There's just no other way about it. Let's go to the first issue, Udo. When people heat oil, what happens to it? Let's just assume, certainly they don't heat Udo's Perfected Oil Blend, but they heat all sorts of other oils.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say sunflower oil, safflower oil. What happens when you heat oils?
Well, the short version is that if you fry the oil will fry you.
Well, that takes care of that. Chapter 2 is next.
No, what happens when you put oil in a frying pan? There are three factors that damage the essential fatty acids quite rapidly. And those are light, oxygen, and heat. That's why we protect the oil blend from them while they're being pressed and while they're being filtered and while they're being filled.
And shipped in a dark brown glass bottle, too, yeah.
Right, and that's why we put the box around them to cut the light out.
Mm-hmm.
And light, oxygen, and heat destroy oils all at the same time, so the three destructive influences act on an oil all at the same time when you put it in the frying pan. And when you do that, molecules change. You get light produces free radicals, oxygen produces rancidity, and heat speeds up both light and oxygen destruction and also twists molecules when you get up to the frying temperatures. And what happens is you change molecules from something that is essential, that the body knows how to use, that it must have, that occupy particular positions in the structure of the body, in the biochemical architecture of the body. You change them, and then these oils will go and occupy the positions, but can't do the jobs the essential fatty acids need to do. And as a result, they increase cancer and cardiovascular disease, also a correlation with increased inflammatory diseases. And that's why we recommend against frying. And we tell people you should never use the oil blend for frying, because the better an oil is for you, the worse it becomes when you fry it, because the essential fatty acids produce more toxicity when you fry them than the saturated fats would. So if people fry, we say, then use some butter or some lard. Don't use liquid oils for frying. Not olive oil either, none of them.
You did say it's okay to use butter and lard then on occasion?
It's not okay. It's the, you get the least toxicity. If you're going to, you know, 100 years ago, frying was not everything was fried. How frying became what we call cooking, because when I was a kid, cooking meant the preparation of food in water. Now it means the preparation of food with oil.
Yeah.
How that changed, that was driven by the oil industry. They wanted oil used for more things so they could sell more oil, so they could make more money. And so they said, well, use it for baking, for salads, for frying, etc. Use oil for everything. From a health point of view, completely bad advice.
We're stuck with an oil industry no matter how you look at it, whether it's petroleum or the kind we eat. Both very powerful.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is with the oil and the frying, it's something we don't have to do. You know, we can either eat the foods raw, or we can prepare them with water and then put them on our plate and then add good oils that have been made with health in mind. And that way we get the flavor enhancement, we get the more interesting mouthfeel. We also get better absorption of some of the nutrients, the oil-soluble nutrients. And we haven't burnt the food and made it toxic, and we haven't burnt the oil and made it toxic.
In short, it's dangerous for people to go without oil. A lot of people try to cut all oil out of their diet, thinking that that's a fat-free diet. They've got to have the essential fatty acids.
If you go on a fat-free diet and you stay on it long enough, it has to kill you, because you would be depriving yourself of two substances the body cannot make but has to have.
All right, real simple.
So, yeah.
Coming up on a break with Udo here, and again, the product is Udo's Perfected Oil Blend. I've used it for years, and I wouldn't use anything else. The only oil I have in the house besides some extra virgin olive oil, but Udo's Perfected Oil Blend is not only magnificent for you, it tastes good, too. It tastes natural, and it tastes satisfying. We'll be right back in a couple minutes with Udo Erasmus. Today we're talking with Udo Erasmus, who is one of the world's foremost, if not the foremost, expert on fat and oil in the human diet. He's been studying this in depth for well over 20 years now. Just back from a trip to Japan and finding the same questions over there as he gets here as well. Oil in the diet. It must irk you when you walk down the supermarket aisles, if you ever go into those places anymore, and see all the different kinds of oils. Even in a health food store, we see a number of different kinds of oils. What's wrong with buying something in a health food market, Udo, that says safflower oil, sunflower oil, and most interestingly, canola oil, which seems to be the big salvation and savior for a lot of people, but in reality, canola has taken some heavy hits from some pretty serious scientists and health experts. Talk to us about canola oil first.
Well, canola oil, of course, originated in Canada, where you know I come from. But they used to have an oil called rapeseed oil. It was used in China and India, and
sure.
Everybody used it. And it's traditional, so it's been around for a long time. And that oil contains a fatty acid that's a little unusual. It's called erucic acid. And they used it for centuries, never had any problems with it. And then somewhere along the line in Canada, somebody, some scientist did a study that showed that when a rat is fed rapeseed oil, it develops lesions in its heart, and those lesions heal, but there's scar tissue that remains. And so they got really excited, and the Canadian government got pretty excited. And they didn't say anything, but what they did is they decided to do experiments to breed rapeseed oil that is low in erucic acid. And they do that by knocking out the gene by gamma irradiation. They knock out the gene that makes the erucic acid.
So that's why the GMO rapeseed. That's where it came from. I mean,
that's the GMO is a second problem. This is a genetically engineered seed.
Oh.
Genetically modified is one worse. They actually splice in a gene from another organism.
All right, well, let's get to that next.
Yeah.
Let's take the first
and
one.
And so
first.
The rapeseed oil that was produced out of this genetic engineering became called low erucic acid rapeseed, or LEAR oil.
Okay.
And as opposed to HEAR oil, which is high erucic acid, which is the old mustard and rapeseed and rapeseed oils.
And when they came out with the low version, was that the big breakthrough oil that everyone was raving about?
That became called commercially canola oil, the Canadian oil.
Okay.
And then $150 million were spent on getting it on the FDA's grass list and, you know, doing a ton of advertising. And then it became the new oil, the healthier oil. This is
right.
The thing you should use for everything.
Boy, it's in everything now, yeah.
Yeah. Now, canola oil has the same problem as every other supermarket oil. It has been treated with Drano, with window washing acid, then with bleach, and then heated to frying temperature before it goes in the bottle.
Now, no one's going to believe you. You're going to have to spend some more time explaining that one.
Well, the industry generally does with oils, when you squeeze an oil out of a seed,
yeah.
You know, you get the oil, you get it with minor ingredients. The minor ingredients have benefits, including lecithin and chlorophyll in many seeds,
mm-hmm.
and antioxidants of all different kinds in different seeds, and phytosterols, which have immune and cardiovascular benefits. And so this is an unrefined, they call that an unrefined oil.
Okay.
But the problem is these minor ingredients that make up about 2% of an oil have major benefits on health, and the downside of them is that they shorten the shelf life. So the industry wants a long shelf life. That's good for bigger market, good for potentially bigger profits, and good for less returns because of spoilage.
Yeah, I'm convinced.
What they do is they take out the minor ingredients. And
okay.
To do that, first they use sodium hydroxide, which we know as Drano. It's a very corrosive base that we clean our sinks with when they get clogged up.
How do they use that, though, Udo? How do they process the oil by exposing it to that?
Well, they basically dump it in, it and water, into the oil, and then anything that's alkali soluble, because this is a very corrosive, strong alkali, any of the minor ingredients that dissolve in alkali, they are then dissolved in this water and the Drano, and are thereby removed from the oil. Then they treat the oil, and they're doing this to extend the shelf life. Then they're treated with phosphoric acid, which is used commercially for cleaning windows, a very corrosive acid, and all the acid-soluble minor ingredients are removed in this phosphoric acid and dissolved, you know, and then separated from the oil.
Wow.
And then the oil is bleached with bleaching clays because whatever imparts color to an oil absorbs light, and then the light damages the oil. So they bleach that, so that changes it. And unfortunately, a side effect of bleaching, and still this is all being done for shelf life, And when you bleach an oil, it goes rancid, and then the odor is bad. Then you can't sell it. So now, because you did the first three for shelf life, now you got to do a cleanup. And the cleanup is called deodorization, to get rid of the rancid odor. And to do that, you have to heat the oil to frying temperature. So we say the oil's been fried before it goes in the bottle. And frying increases cancer and cardiovascular problems.
All of that's done to give the oil a shelf life.
And what happens is the minor ingredients are removed, so you lose a lot of the health benefits.
They're gone.
And about a half to 1% of the molecules are changed from something natural that your genetic program, that is your program for making a healthy body. It's changed from something that program knows to something that has never been present in nature in 4 billion years of existence and doesn't work in the body and is toxic.
Gee, wow. All right, this is quite a story, as is always the case when Udo is on the program. Stay tuned, and we'll be back to hear more from the Master of Oil. Okay, we're right back with you. Jeff Ress with Udo Erasmus. We're talking about oil, that stuff you eat with every meal. Oil is in all sorts of things in nature, not just a few primary sources. It's everywhere. And the problem with most oils is that they're processed. You just heard a horrifying analysis, a four-step procedure which oil is put through, which, among other things, creates elements within the oil, about 1 to 1.5%, which have never been on the planet before, which are utterly new to the human body, which the body doesn't know what to do with. It reminds me a little bit of what happens when they irradiate food. The count I saw was around 35 new elements, whatever you want to call them, which don't exist, have never existed, and nobody even has a name for them, but they're identifiable when they irradiate fruits and vegetables and meats. And these elements will go into the body, and goodness knows what they'll do. We just don't know. Let me go back to, if I can, the canola oil issue with the now genetically modified version of canola oil. What did they do with that?
Well, the genetic modification is a process that requires a genetic material from one organism to be inserted into another.
Right.
And they do it in some of the seeds in order to deal with pesticide resistance. So, for instance, they've done it with soybeans. They call them Roundup Ready soybeans. Roundup is a weed killer. And what that allows people to do is use more of the pesticide, because now the plant is resistant to the pesticide. However, we are not. And the idea of putting genes from one organism into another has a number of concerning properties. One of them is that you may have an allergy to one food, and you may end up getting that food in another food and not know it. And you may then become allergic to that food, because the genes that are spliced into organisms, genes usually make proteins. So that's one problem. The other problem is that you can then possibly, they can transfer to other organisms on their own through natural mechanisms, through viruses, which is, by the way, what they use. And then you may get the pesticide resistance in the pest that you're trying to protect your other plants from.
Hmm.
And then that spreads around, and then... Your pesticides don't work anymore.
The genie is out of the box.
Yeah.
The...
Then there's another problem is that there are some people who are getting health effects from the virus particles that are used to do the, you know, to splice it into another organism. And nobody knows what looms on the horizon.
See,
in that regard.
Udo, that's really a key issue that has not been discussed enough, if at all, by people who are promulgating the use of genetic modification techniques. Will you spend a little bit more time on that, please, and explain how they're using viruses to do these gene insertions? I mean, that's really nuts.
Well, Well, why, there are viruses that are very good of, at inserting themselves into the genetic material. That's why AIDS is
like AIDS, yeah,
really hard to get rid of, because once it's inserted itself into the human chromosome,
it's there.
You know, you'd have to destroy the chromosome to destroy the virus.
Exactly right.
But viruses do that in many different viruses can do that.
Well, they're called retroviruses.
Right. And so what happens is if you get the pieces of the virus that are used, that are hooked onto, you know, the technology is very sophisticated. It's all done on a molecular level. So you take the gene, and then you can duplicate the gene to a million times, and you can hook up a virus to it or a part of a virus, and then use the virus's ability to insert itself into the genetic material to have that gene from a foreign organism spliced into another organism. So now you have whatever properties the virus brings, you have to contend with them as well. And there are some reports that people have gotten health problems from the viruses used to do this, what they call a transfection, like an infection from one critter to another. So they call it a transfection.
Udo, the issue with GMO crops is now out of control, according to many people. There's no way to put it back the way it was. We saw what happened to Percy Schmeiser in terms of litigation. He's been destroyed. We see Monsanto now steamrolling its way through third world countries, forcing them basically to purchase genetically modified seed. There's no way to reverse it.
One of the biggest issues to me really is the because it's technically quite complicated. Your farmer around the corner can't get that technology. So this is all patented technology.
Sure.
And patents lead to monopolies, and monopolies lead to dictatorships. And of course, because if you have a dictatorship, dictatorships lead to serious social abuses. So that, for instance, if there's a monopoly on the seed supply, and I don't like the shape of the nose of the farmer, you know, and if I'm the guy who has the monopoly, then I can just starve him out by not selling him seed just because I don't like the shape of his nose.
That's right.
And that's really dangerous. That's why dictatorships are dangerous, whether they're political or whether they're nutritional or whether they're religious or whether they're medical. Dictatorships are dangerous. Of course, we have a medical dictatorship too. Legally, all diagnosis, treatment, and prescription is in the hands of the medical profession. And because it's a dictatorship, a lot of good therapies are suppressed, are not allowed to reach the light of day, are not allowed to be used in patients who could benefit from them, simply because the monopoly makes it more money doing other things. And that's the problem with monopolies, and that's the problem with patents. And that's the problem with the high tech. Now, if you compare that to what is the alternative, well, the alternative is, here we are, 4.5 billion years of natural process. That's how we came to be. That, and the wisdom that was learned in this natural experiment that we are the successful end result of, that wisdom is our genetic material. Our genetic material knows how to make healthy bodies, and it knows how to run the entire physical course of a human life from before conception until death. That program is what makes a man and a woman attracted to each other, an egg and a sperm attracted to each other. That program makes it possible for the two to merge and start a new organism. That program makes it possible for the fertilized egg to absorb nutrients and grow and divide and grow and divide and grow and divide until there's 70 trillion cells in about 9 months. And during that time, put a brain inside of a head, put eyes on the front of the head, even though at a time when there's nothing to see, in preparation for when the child comes into the world. puts a digestive system into that creature before there's anything to digest, and lungs into that creature before there's air to breathe, puts bones in it for structure, puts muscles on it for movement, puts in filters called kidneys, puts in a detox organ called the liver, you know, makes the senses work, again, before there's much to hear, see, taste, or smell.
Right.
And, you know, keeps the creature from drowning while it's floating around in water for 9 months. I mean, if you think about it, this is an incredible program. And then makes you able to feel, makes you able to sing and dance, you know, makes us able to reproduce because we wear out. All of this happens because of this genetic program that is the collected wisdom of unbroken successes that go all the way back to the beginning. And we ought to be in deep reverence of this program. We should at least have respect for it. And what we tend to do is we throw all kinds of stuff at it that we ought not to, and then wonder why it can't work.
Is there
because
a point?
Because in nature, every creature was always made out of food, water, air, and light.
Mm-hmm.
And the components of health were provided by it. This genetic program, that is a remarkable program, has two requirements. You must not poison the program or the work that it does. And when we talk about poisons, mostly they're man-made synthetic molecules.
Sure.
Pesticides, plastics, pharmaceutical drugs, industrial chemicals, and foods that have been changed by processing from something natural, you know, or some of the molecules have been changed from something natural to something unnatural, unrecognizable by this program because it has never had to contend with them. So one is don't poison the program. And two, you got to give it the building blocks it needs. Otherwise, it can't make you a healthy body. Water, air, light, fuel, greens, fundamental to all life on planet. Green foods, can't go wrong on them.
Keep it.
And then minerals, vitamins, amino acids, which come from proteins, essential fatty acids, which come from fats, antioxidants, which inhibit aging, phytonutrients, which are nutrients, which are nature's medicine, which is why herbal medicine works. And there's the whole deal. You got the program already, everybody,
yeah.
No matter
yeah.
whether you're fat or thin, healthy or sick, you have a program for health built in. You're either poisoning it or you're not giving it the building blocks it needs. That is the cause for most of the problems. Most of the health problems on our planet. The
and
third issue
so
is if digestion isn't working,
mm-hmm.
then you're not going to get the building blocks. So digestion, digestive enzymes, fiber, and friendly microorganisms are the other components of health.
It couldn't be stated any more perfectly and eloquently. Udo Erasmus, we're going to pause and we'll come back and spend another hour with Udo. We'll take some calls next hour as well. Udo's Perfected Oil Blend. Get some. Okay, lots ahead. News break coming up. 1-800-876-4123 if you have a question for Udo. 800-876-4123. We'll see you on the other side. And we're back. I'm Jeff Rent. Glad you're here. Udo Erasmus is with us. His products are exclusively manufactured under the most remarkable of circumstances by Flora Incorporated, and they are available in better health food markets all over the place, even Japan. His Perfected Oil Blend is an absolute must for you. I hope you listened very carefully last hour to the description, the actual methods by which most processed oils, if not all of them, are manufactured, and you're putting that stuff inside of you. Okay, we're going to spend some time this hour talking to Udo about some other things he mentioned, greens, why they're so crucial, and amino acids, why they're you can't do without them, and how to get them. Yes, he has some products. No, I'm not getting anything for this program. They're just the best products I've ever seen. So I'm bringing Udo back. He's been on for years off and on, and always glad to talk to him and spend some time. I never cease learning when Udo Erasmus is on the air. Udo, the idea of greens
mm-hmm.
is lost on many Americans, if not most of them. They think iceberg lettuce with some kind of garbage salad dressing is the way to get their greens. Iceberg lettuce, just for openers in England, and I think the total is about the same here, is sprayed, I think, 11 times before it hits the table.
Mm-hmm. And it belongs in an iceberg.
You got it. Tell
so
us
Jeff,
about greens.
Before we end our interview, I'd like to talk about the study we did with the oil blend with athletes, and I want to talk a little bit about women's and children's health. But we'll go to
please,
greens.
No, let's hold off on the greens. No, hold off on the greens. Keep going with the oil, and I do want to hear about the athletes. I know about this study, so tell us.
Yeah. Okay, we decided to do a study with athletes using the oil blend because for years we've seen that when people start using the oil, their energy levels go up and their performance improves. I saw it on myself. I began to be able on occasion, I don't do it very often,
mm-hmm.
but actually work all day and then work all night and then work all the next day. By that time I was really tired. But my concentration was good the whole time, and I was able to do it without just becoming, you know, useless at what I was doing.
Sure.
And I couldn't do that when I was in my 30s, and I'm going to turn 60 this year.
Well, there
you go. We'd also heard that some athletes were getting really good results with the oil,
mm-hmm.
and that they could work, you know, that they could run after football longer before they got tired, and they'd recover quicker from fatigue. So we did a study with athletes. 47 athletes. We had some runners, some cyclists, some boxers, some martial artists, and a couple of bodybuilders, and then a couple of people who were doing triathletes,
mm-hmm.
athletics.
Got it.
And what we found is what we did was we put them on a tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day of the oil blend. And within a month of them doing that, the ones that were pushing the limits of performance, their stamina went up by 40 to 60%. We had a cyclist who was doing 60 to 80 kilometers a day, and he went up to 100 to 120. And this guy had saddle sores because, you know, he's sitting in the saddle and
yeah.
chafing, right?
Yeah.
He had saddle sores when he was doing 60 to 80, and they healed while he went up to 100 and 120.
How much oil were they each given a day?
Tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day.
Yeah, I just want to be
of
sure about
of the blend,
that.
Which is twice as rich in omega-3s as omega-6s.
Okay,
in the brown glass bottle.
150-pound person gets 3 tablespoons a day. That's it.
That's correct.
But I have 2 or 3. I'm right in there every day.
Yeah.
And I work 26, 27 hours a day sometimes.
27, 26. Yeah. So, and then we had a runner who was running 90 kilometers a week. He went up to 147. That's over 60, that's I think 63% increase. We had a boxer who went from 2 1.5-hour workouts a day to 2 2.5-hour workouts a day. We had a bodybuilder at 50 went back to doing what he was doing in his 30s and was competing effectively against kids in their 30s. And we found that the people who were pushing the limits of performance noticed the dramatic increase. But if the guys who were just kind of sitting around and coasting, they didn't notice that increase. The energy, it's like it's like water behind the dam. It's only when it pushes through the turbines or when it falls over the dam that you notice there's energy there. So the resources are there when you need to draw on them. Now, they found that they could work out longer before they got tired, consistently. They found that they recovered quicker once they did get tired. They built muscle faster. Their injuries healed quicker. They were able to work out more often without overtraining. Their joints didn't hurt as much. Their focus, their concentration was better when they were doing their sport. Their skin was nicer. They slept better. And because most people still kind of wonder if fats aren't going to give you heart attacks,
yeah.
we took a group of them and did cardiovascular risk factors. And after 3 months, their triglycerides were down 21%. Their so-called bad LDL was down significantly. Their good HDL was up significantly. Their HDL-LDL cholesterol was up, the ratio was up 39%. And then we had a diabetic there who is a type 1 diabetic, he was able to cut his insulin in half and go from fast acting to slow acting.
Really?
And this guy was underweight. Type 1s have a hard time putting on weight sometimes. They have tried to get him to put on weight for about 2 years using protein and using creatine and had minimal success. And when we put him on a tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day of the oil blend, he put on 11 pounds of muscle in 4 weeks. Now, when we found that when these guys went off the oil blend, within about 2 weeks, they lost that edge and stamina that the oil gave them.
Amazing.
And when they went back on it, they got that edge back in about 2 weeks.
One tablespoon.
Same thing happened to the diabetic. Yeah. When he went off the oil, he had to go back on fast acting at double the dose. And when he went back on the oil, he was able to reduce his insulin again to half the dose and slow acting. So now we're doing a study with obese people, and we're going to look at all the diabetic risk factors and the cardiovascular risk factors. We already know what's going to happen. When we exchange their carbs for the oil blend, their cardiovascular risk factors will go down because the research has already shown that most of the cardiovascular risk factors are improve when you get more omega-3s. And we already know about the insulin, the essential fatty acids make people more insulin sensitive. And again, the omega-3s that we emphasize do a better job. But you got to have both. The ratio has to be right because you get too much of one, you lose the other, and both are essential. So then you get problems. So it was a very nice study. We have some of the pictures. In fact, they're on my website, and people can look up the interviews we did with them and what the various athletes found, and you know, we looked at the side effects as well. So it's all there, the whole thing.
Give us the website address.
Website is www.fitnessfats.com, or you can get there by www.fatsthatheal.com. These are the good fats, and there's recipes on how to use the oils, and there's I talk about the products, how we made them, what they're targeted at, how to use them, how to store them. The athlete studies in there. We've started a Q&A column, and there's some contests for recipes and other things. And we're still building it, but it's starting to look like a site that is useful for information. Oh, I've got some articles on it about some of the more controversial stuff like Borajol, which I don't like. Eventually, we'll talk about why I don't like plastic for liquids, water or oil or any of those.
Borajol, that's got a little niche in the health food industry, too. Some people rave about it, but...
Well, the research says it doesn't work as well as evening primrose oil in some of the studies, and others it does. And one study showed that it actually increases cardiovascular risk, whereas evening primrose decreases cardiovascular risk.
Well, you've got evening primrose in Udo's professional
oil. I use evening primrose. And the other issue is there's some liver... toxic pyrrolizidine alkaloids in the borage plant. You find traces in the seed, and it can end up in the oil, although the people who sell the oil hotly deny it. But I've seen studies that show that that it can end up in the oil.
All right.
So
that's fatsthatheal.com. Fatsthatheal.com.
Yeah, fatsthatheal.com.
Okay. All right. We'll have that linked up to Udo's name momentarily, and we're going to take a break right now and come right back. Just think, if you weigh 150 pounds, 3 tablespoons of oil a day, give it a try. Buy a bottle or two. Keep it in the fridge. You'll notice it is in a dark glass bottle in a box. No light. Keep it in the fridge. Don't forget. I repeat that. Be right back with Udo Erasmus in just a couple minutes. I'm Jeff Rentz. Glad you were here, and we'll continue. That's a remarkable bit of data we just got from Udo Erasmus. I'm Jeff Rentz. Glad you're here. And don't forget Rentz.com, R-E-N-S-E.com, for news you'll find in many cases nowhere else gathered, at least in one location. And don't forget, it's okay to criticize governments of countries on this planet. It's okay to criticize our government. It's okay to criticize the government of Israel. If you don't agree with them, it doesn't mean you're anti-Semitic. Don't be fooled. It's okay. and we welcome submissions of articles, and thank you very much for all the kind letters of support we've gotten. It's a very difficult situation over there, and rest assured, if Israel had been invaded by a Palestinian army, the stories would basically be switched around 180 degrees. That's the way these things usually go. It's a difficult situation, and we're going to be talking to someone in about a half an hour live from the city of Hebron on the West Bank, so stay tuned for that. Okay, Udo, that issue of the athlete's performance, the insulin story was particularly fascinating when we have so many people with diabetes, and our young people are just, it's an epidemic of juvenile onset diabetes. Our young people are being fed poisons. There's no other way I can phrase it. It's beyond toxicity. It's poison. And over the years, their bodies begin literally to fall apart as teenagers in some key ways.
Yeah, let me just add one thing. I have a son who's a fitness trainer. His name is Ty. And he has perfected the weight loss to fitness continuum, because it's a, you know, it's a whole range there.
Sure.
And what he does is he increases people's oil intake. And, of course, he uses the blend. He's obviously a well-trained kid.
You bet.
He lowers their carbohydrates, their starchy foods. He increases their protein. And he gets them working out, and he gets them to eat lots of green foods. And he says, when you do that, he says, the fat just melts off people. He has a guy who comes and visits him in Vancouver every 6 weeks. He flies out from New York, from Hong Kong. He's lost 90 pounds.
Wow.
The guy obviously has a lot of money, but he is so happy because now the girls really like him. I mean, maybe they still only like his money, but they didn't even like his money before when he weighed 90 pounds more.
Wow.
And he works with people over the internet, and he works with people by phone. He trains people for fitness competitions. They usually place really, you know, either first or second. And he really has it down to a fine art.
He doesn't just give them a can of with a picture of the guy with 10,000 pounds of muscles on him. He says, eat 10 tablespoons of this a day, and you're going to get buffed.
No, the key, he said to me, you know, the key really is the oil, because the oil increases the fat burning. That's why omega-3s lower triglyceride. That's been known for years, and that's why they get rid of the fat under the skin, because they turn that into fuel, and they stimulate its use as fuel.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then, but you want to lower the carbohydrates at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because they increase fat production. So between the two, if you have them, the one increasing fat burning, the other one increasing fat production, you want to help the fat burning along. So you lower the carbs, you increase the proteins, you increase the good fats, and you give them lots of vegetables, because you can't get fat on green vegetables.
No, it can't happen.
And then he makes them exercise, and the oil blend gives people the energy they need to do proper gut programs.
Do you have on site yet Udo's average daily recommended diet? Do you have a program for that?
No, I haven't done that in an article form, but it's very easy. Number one is green foods, so we're getting back to the greens now. Number two is good fats, because of all of the benefits they have to health, because of their essential that you have to have them. Number three is protein, because there are essential amino acids in proteins your body can't make, and you have to have those too. Number four, you got to make sure digestion is working, and we use digestive enzymes for that, especially, you know, the whole range of enzymes that digest all the foods, but especially rich in protease, because when you don't digest your proteins, they cause a ton of problems, including bloating and inflammation and leaky gut and allergies and autoimmune conditions. And they tie up your immune system,
so you get more infections
and more cancer.
Let me jump in here, because that's been a complaint of a number of people when we do health programs, bloating, gas, diarrhea, you name it.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is eating foods that are almost devoid of amino acids. When you heat up food and cook it, you destroy enzymes, you destroy amino acids, you just ruin it. They're eating empty food.
So you've got to get the amino acids. The way nature made the foods, they contain enzymes that do between 10 and 90% of the digestion for you. When you cook the foods, you destroy that digestive help.
We say you should replace it
by taking enzymes with your meal.
Yeah. 115 degrees, 115 to 120 will destroy essentially all the enzymes in any food. You heat
yep.
the food, you kill it. It's dead.
Yep. Yeah, and so that was step four, was make sure digestion works. And step five is don't eat any more carbohydrates than your body is actually burning. How do you know if you're getting, if you're putting on weight or fat, then you're eating too many carbohydrates. So you've got to lower them until your weight is normal. That's basically, so greens, good fats, protein, make sure digestion works, and limit your carbohydrate. You know, good carbohydrates are all the ones you burn, and bad carbohydrates are all the ones you don't.
It's true. Simply put, that lines it right up. Udo's Choice. Look for that name on the bright orange and yellow packaging. Perfected oil blend. We'll talk about Udo's amino acids, his Beyond Greens, and Udo's terrific fast food. And if you look on the top of my homepage, under the New Earth banner, I put my little drink recipe up there, and it contains all of Udo's products and has for years. Longtime listeners know that. And I take that drink every day, and I go all day long on it with no problem. And it's a real energizer, for sure. Be right back. And right back with Udo Erasmus. His products, again, are lovingly and brilliantly made by Flora Incorporated, one of the world's great health food companies. And Udo is just back from Japan, as we mentioned. I want to talk now, going through my notes here, we've got to get to Udo's Beyond Greens next. Now, we've talked about greens, and I mentioned about iceberg lettuce. You've heard that before. A lot of people, you know, the American lifestyle, the Canadian lifestyle is hustle, hustle, hustle. They don't have time to make salads. They don't have time to go out and get the broccoli and make it. They don't have time to go out and get the spinach leaves and do things with that, and so on. So what we have here is another product from Udo, and tell us about the Beyond Greens.
Well,
I love them.
Yeah, the green foods are the basis of this planet. The biologists tell us that green plants had to be around for 2.5 billion years before air-breathing creatures like us could even live, because they first had to make the oxygen we need. They hold water in the soil. They alkalinize the body. When you become acidic, that's associated with increased degenerative diseases. And, in fact, inflammation, which is an acidic state, is behind most of the degenerative diseases. That's more and more what the research says, including diabetes and cardiovascular and cancer and, of course, the arthritis and all those diseases
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
They are rich in magnesium. Magnesium is required for insulin function. Magnesium is required for cardiovascular health. It's required for muscle function. It's required for nerve function. And it's also useful in helping in natural treatments for cancer. Half of the green plants on this planet have anti-cancer properties. They are good sources of minerals and vitamins. You cannot get fat on them. So greens, pretty much, it doesn't matter what your problem is, greens are good for you, whether you hate them or you love them. They're,
mm-hmm.
they're the best food on the planet.
Sure.
And even a steak, you know, I joke sometimes to vegetarians. I say, well, you know, if you're a vegetarian, you should eat a steak once in a while, because a cow is made out of grass. So it's just the steak is just a more concentrated form of vegetable. Of course, everybody except the vegetarians laugh when I say that. And I'm being facetious a little bit, but everything we eat fundamentally goes back to green plants.
Sure.
They take the minerals out of the soil, make them available for us. They can suck rocks to get minerals. We can't.
Well, if the people,
you know,
forget
and then
that plants are loaded with calcium, I mean, they all think they have to
right.
drink milk, and that's not the case.
Right. They are good sources of calcium, and they manufacture enzymes, fiber. They manufacture amino acids and proteins, essential fatty acids and fats. They manufacture the antioxidants. In fact, greens are the best source, natural source of antioxidants. And they manufacture herbal medicines, the phytonutrients. So greens, you cannot go wrong on greens. So what we did with our green product, it's a little bit more than greens. That's why it's called Beyond Greens. It is like a meal replacement. We have the greens. There is about 8 different greens in it. And then they have fiber. Usually when you get greens that are portable and convenient, they're fiberless. They have essential fatty acids in them. Those are also usually low-end portable grains, but we got them. And then there's protein in there and antioxidants and enzymes that we've put in. So it's kind of like, for me, it's a meal replacement on the run. I take my bottle of greens along when I'm at airports, and I have a choice between nachos and donuts and other starchy foods.
Yes.
What I do is I take out my Beyond Greens, I get myself a bottle of water, I mix the greens in the water, and I drink it.
Yeah, he hasn't been arrested yet either.
No, when I'm at home, I use them with a little bit of yogurt or a little bit of applesauce, and I'll actually pour some oil in the greens, and I'll put some enzymes in the greens, and just turn it into a shake. A lot of athletes are now putting it in their protein shakes, along with the oil, and then you end up with a breakfast where you got everything a person needs, and then you can go out and perform.
And you actually don't get hungry all day either. I don't. I did look at that drink recipe at the top of the homepage under New Earth, and you'll find it's all in there. And I've had a lot of people comment on that over the years, saying how much of a difference it's made in their lives.
Yeah. Well, I actually did a little experiment once. I was in Georgia, and we were doing 3 talks a day and driving from place to place and doing media in between. So we'd get up at 6 in the morning, go to bed at midnight, didn't have time to stop and eat. And what I did is every morning I made a jar of greens with just like I described, with greens, with lots of water, with some oil, with some enzymes. And it would be sitting on the floor of the car, and every time I'd be finished with something and we were driving somewhere, when I got hungry, I'd just take a couple of slurps of it, and for 10 days, that's all I ate. And the energy was there, the blood sugar stabilization was there, felt really good. So I did that for 10 days.
Sure.
Yeah, for the whole trip, and then we had a nice fancy meal before I went home.
Of course, in my drink version, I have the Beyond Greens, I have the fast food, I have the perfected oil blend.
Yeah.
I have all of it in there. We're going to talk about the fast food, Udo's fast food, in just a minute. We have to take a break, and we'll come right back. Again, you can find all these products in your health food store. If it's a good one, they're there. And look for the perfected oil blend in the cold case. Remember, you're not going to find this on a shelf. Be right back. Okay, right back with Udo Erasmus. So we've got Udo's perfected oil blend in the cold case. We've got Udo's Beyond Greens. Now, there are other green products on the market. Those of you who eat right and do shop in health food markets know that there are many greens in jars and containers out there. It's not the only one. Udo's comes in a brown glass bottle. And again, the preparation of these products is essential to their nourishing potential. Fast food, Udo. It's kind of a bad moniker in this society, but in your case, it's a magnificent product.
The reason why we called it that is because, I said, well, everybody likes fast foods these days just simply because everybody's in a hurry. Why don't we make one that stabilizes their blood sugar, because most of the fast foods screw it up. And why don't we make it, we can make a fast food that's healthy, portable, and convenient. So what it is it's fiber and proteins and some essential fats as well. We use it particularly to deal with bowel regularity, to stabilize blood sugar, because the fiber is the mucilage fiber. It ties up the sugar and makes it absorb more slowly so that it's absorbed at the rate you burn it. Then it doesn't cause you problems. Then it doesn't spike your insulin, and then you don't get fat on it. And it's a snack in the afternoon when people get tired and they have to have a coffee and a donut to try and get their blood sugar up. What we tell them is, when you have your Mac attack or your sugar attack, then put a couple tablespoons in a glass, add lots of water, stir it, drink, and your Mac attack is history.
You can actually just eat this fast food, just put a tablespoon in your mouth. I mean, it tastes so amazingly natural and healthy.
Yep.
It's just great. I, again, put it all in my nutrition drink using Rice Dream as a base, and I just roll on through the day.
Yep.
How, Udo, are a little bit more about fast food. Give me some of the ingredients in there.
Oh, man. There's about 50 ingredients.
Yeah, there are pick up the label and read it in the store and prepare to be amazed.
But the application is for also for detox. It escorts cholesterol out of the body, escorts toxins, the liver dumps out of the body, and there is fiber in it from seaweed that also escorts heavy metals out of the body.
All right, these are all.
And then also very good food for the friendly microorganisms that protect you from, you know, from irritable bowel and from nasty critters that'll get you diarrhea. So it protects you from those. Very good for bowel regularity, so you don't get toxicity from there.
How many media events do you participate in every year now? What's the count?
Last year I did over 250.
Uh-huh.
This year I'm on target for about 500. And the year before last, I did over 200.
Yeah.
That year, I did over 400 talks as well. Right now, I'm at home catching up on the research and preparing some other stuff. You know, when I wrote Fats and Oils, the original version of the Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill book, I was supposed to do a easy reading version the next year.
Version.
That would have been 87.
I'm still waiting.
Huh?
I'm still waiting for it.
Oh, no, it's out now.
It is out.
Yeah, the easy reading version is called Choosing the Right Fats.
Okay.
And it's a 64-page, has recipes, full color, very nice. And then the text is basically from interviews and from talks that I've given. We've put it together in a readable form.
Wow, 64
That's available.
Pages. Yeah.
$10, I think, is what they charge for it.
Available on the website.
No, I don't sell anything on the website. I just give information. I'll give you an 800 number.
Go ahead.
You can pick it up in the health food stores if can't find it.
Uh-huh.
It or the big book, if you're really into reading that, has a lot of information. 1-800-446-2110. And you can also get a free audio tape called The Perfective Health Plan that talks about how we made the products, what they're targeted at, how to use them, and how to store them. Go to the stores first, because otherwise, if more than 500 people are listening to this show, I think the phones will go crazy.
Yeah, okay.
You're short-circuiting. So go to the health food store first. If they don't have it, then call the 800 number.
446-2110.
Yeah, for the big book, Fats That Heal, the little book, Choosing the Right Fats, and the audio tape, which is free. That's called The Perfected Health Plan. And they can get you more information about the products as well. Tell them the fat man sent you, or his royal oiliness told you to call.
Oh, now that's a new one. His
that's
royal
my nickname
oiliness.
In the UK. You have to have a title to be anybody in the UK, so they call me his royal oiliness.
A word or two about flora and the manufacturing procedures involved in these products, which are second to none. It's so important how they're actually made.
Well, Flora is the Canadian company owned by the youngest son of a European company called Zalos House, and they're a three-generation. They had the first health food store in Europe, I think, in 1918, something like that.
Hmm.
God, that's right back to the Bolshevik Revolution.
Sure
they were doing health food stores.
Yeah,
and they are an impeccable. Manufacture of herbal tinctures and herb teas and therapeutic herb teas, and they do my products under my label Udo's Choice and a lot of very good products. But even more than the good products, you know, anybody can put good machinery together if they have the mind to do that. But the thing I really like about them, not only are they good at making the products and putting the quality in the products, but there are people that still believe in heart. It sounds corny maybe, but the reason why I work with them is because they treat their employees with respect. That's part of the reason why the quality is good too, because if you tick off your employees, they'll find ways to wreck your product, right? But they're just super good human beings. In a world where more and more everything is just about speed and money and power and stuff, they're still old fashioned. They like service. They make good products.
Yeah,
they charge reasonable prices. You know, we provide an enormous amount of service to the stores and an enormous amount of service to the customers. And, of course, I'm the edumacator, at least in one area of the company, and I love doing it. I love helping people make their lives better and taking more responsibility for that happening and not relying on the experts who've screwed it up for everybody.
Yeah, they have. And it's so easy to do. All you have to do is stop poisoning yourself with the average American diet.
Yeah, it's not really that hard to take responsibility. Now, there occasionally you have to go to an expert, but that should be your last resort. Because you have the health program built in, if you don't poison it by not supporting pesticides and plastics and, you know, all the other poisons, the changed foods and the industrial chemicals and the pharmaceutical drugs, and if you make sure you get all the building blocks, that's all you need to do, because the program for health that's built in knows exactly how to make a healthy body. Then you can live a long life and live one that isn't, you know, where you aren't sick all the time and chasing cures all the time.
Right.
You can live your life until you naturally die of old age and with a smile on your face.
That would be nice. I always look at our young people and knowing what most of them eat, I should say what most of them don't eat.
Yeah.
It's so sad, and I don't know how to reach out. We've done our best on this program. When you talk to people, hundreds of times you give presentations every year, and many in the audience have children, and these kids are getting up in the morning and having a bowl of cereal. I don't care, even if it's an organic cereal, it's still got sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have that sugar blast, and then they're out the door.
Yeah.
And what happens? They crash a couple hours later, and they do it again at lunch.
Yeah, and then they have behavioral problems, and they don't. They instead of getting the essential fatty acids that are required for brain function,
they get no fatty acids.
They'll take Ritalin and Prozac. You know, the essential fatty acids elevate mood and lift depression. They're nature's Prozac, you know, and they don't have side effects, and they're essential to health. They're essential to behavior. For hyperactivity, they get Ritalin. Well, the essential fatty acids calm the kids down and make them function better, just like they did with the athletes.
And you can make them a chocolate drink in the morning that they'll love. It's all doable. It's all possible. And you'll see a difference.
But we are making a difference, you know. But it's one by one. It's hard work. Everything that's worthwhile is slow and uphill.
You've got one other product. I know, though, you're right. But your sacrifice and your contribution is enormous. You've got one more product we haven't talked about, and that's Udo's Choice Amino Acids.
Actually, Super 5. We haven't done the amino acids yet.
All right.
Yeah, Super 5 is a probiotic. Those are the friendly bacteria that protect you from Salmonella and E. coli and other nasty critters.
They keep the balance up.
Yeah, they outpopulate the nasty critters, they inhibit their growth, they make substances that the immune system uses to keep the body clean, and they will even chew up cholesterol to a small extent. Very, very important. Again, in nature, if we ate raw foods, they'd be on the raw foods. Every mouthful would provide some. When we cook the foods, we kill those. So they have to be replaced. So what we did, we put them in a tablet. And the reason we put them in the tablet is that when you swallow a capsule of probiotics like Acidophilus or Bifidus or something like that, they go in your stomach, they open up in your stomach, and in your small and large intestine, they do some good things. But they're supposed to start in your mouth, and you miss the mouth, your gums, your esophagus, and the benefits they could provide to your stomach. So we turn it into a tablet, you take it after the meal when your stomach acid is lowest and they survive best, and you dissolve it in your mouth, which takes about 15 minutes. You take it instead of dessert. It's actually quite nice tasting. And that way you get the best survival. You get them implanting in mouth and gums. They help with bleeding gums. That's what they're telling us in Norway. The dentists are telling people to use them. And they help with bad breath because the friendly bugs outpopulate the stinky bugs.
Yep.
And they implant in the esophagus, and they make lactic acid, which prevents H. pylori from causing ulcers.
Oh, really?
So you want your probiotics to start in your mouth. And we made a second one, which is a very high dose one, so many that we can't get them in a tablet.
Huh.
And I tell people to, that's called Super 8.
Uh-huh.
I tell people to chew those up in your mouth as well.
Now, Udo, we're out of time.
Okay.
It's always a pleasure. It's great to talk with you. Again, I salute you, and I love the products.
All right. Next time we'll talk about women and children.
Okay, Udo. Take care.
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. He's been on for years and still doing it and helping people all around the world. Udo's Choice products, just the best.